as enjoyable as four straight green lights on Hickman. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So do you guys, either of you, sit through shows, movies that you absolutely can't stand just because you don't want to argue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Many.
Okay. All right. So what? What do you sit through? Because this is, I read this survey that most, the average person says they sit through about 4 hours a week of shows they either can't stand or movies they just don't want to watch, don't like.
Okay.
Because they just don't want to argue about it.
Two that jumped to my head, Dr. Pimple Popper. Is the grossest show in the history of the world. My wife is obsessed with it. I think it's so gross. I gag. I sit. I can't even. Ugh. It's so gross. What she can gets out. And, Jennifer's like, oh, I think it's a lipoma.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care what it is.
Ooh, I like that Jennifer's paying attention.
Oh, good it is so gross. That and Dateline Murder Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single, you know, missing spouse. My wife asked me, oh, you remember this? No, I don't remember this case. How would I remember this?
Yeah, no.
I'm like, I never know. I don't know why these are interesting.
I don't either. I don't have to sit through those in our house, but I do not understand what is interesting about those.
She loves, loves the true crime.
Sometimes I can get into it.
Yeah, it's rare.
It's just when it's, Justin starts taking notes, it makes me a little uneasy. That's all.
Well, he's trying to solve the crime.
Is he? Or is he jotting down what not to do?
Mm-hmm. What about you, Ken? What are you sitting through?
See, that's, we don't watch a ton of TV anyway. So the stuff that she watches that I don't watch, you know, a lot of the cop shows, and it's okay. I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to sit there and nothing really. Yeah, no.
Has she found Firefly Lane?
But I will say this. No, I don't know what that is. But I will say this. When she comes across the old movies she likes.
Oh,
yeah. You know,
the classics.
That's, well, okay, I guess.
I mean, what's her definition, I guess, of a classic?
Oh, Dirty Dancing. For God's sakes, that movie sucks. It just is terrible.
I mean, I'm kind of
thing is so bad.
Sorry,
you agree? Wow,
yeah.
I can't believe it.
I've never been a big fan of that. It makes me feel kind of uncomfortable.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I just don't like it. So, yeah, when one of those are on, I'm always like, oh, no.
But you'll
time to go.
She's a Patrick Swayze fan. Does she also like Ghost?
No.
No, okay.
It's the dancing. Yeah, it's the dancing.
Well, I mean, every time I'm sitting through a sports program that I don't have money on,
okay.
I mean, I'm just tolerating it.
Okay.
But do you make it through the whole game?
No, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and really watch. I'd be doing other things.
Okay. That's vague, though, because you have money on almost everything, so.
No. Only
it seems to be getting that way.
Only the big ones, like games on Tuesdays.
Do you have the app on your phone?
Yeah. No, I
you
didn't.
You don't?
No.
I'm actually stunned to hear that.
The truth is, I don't really understand sports betting. I mean, I go with the obvious things when people do, you know, tournaments and so on. I don't really get the lines. Justin's tried to explain it to me, the over-unders, ups and downs.
Okay.
The ups and downs. Not the overs and unders. The ups and the downs. The pluses and the minuses.
She said over unders too.
The pluses and the minuses.
She never, as usual, never knows when to hit the exit.
I was being dramatic. All right.
Okay.
But that's mostly what I will sit through. You know, he watches a lot of the Alaskan shows, the Alaskan Bush people or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the guys just died from that show.
I don't watch that one, but there's a couple others I do watch. Yeah.
He likes all that.
Yeah, I like that
too. I don't think they're terrible, so.
Oh, and Botched. Ugh.
Is Botched still on?
Botched is always on. Botched is a plastic surgery show where the one guy
is going from being the Ken Doll to Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen him a couple times.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's going from Ken Doll to Barbie, so that'll be interesting.
I mean, then we have conversations. Who do you like better, Dr. Nassif or Dr. Dubrow?
Well, who does she like?
She likes Dr. Nassif.
All right, so 280-1025. Average person sits through hours a week of stuff they just really can't stand because they don't want to fight. So what is it? What is it you sit through? that maybe we haven't mentioned, but you just, oh, God, if I have to, another minute of my life, right?
Yep.
All right, Diane in Des Moines now. What are you watching, Diane?
Finding Bigfoot. Like, he's not real, and all these people are, ooh, 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 making these weird noises. I hear something. Ooh, there he is. He's not there.
I know.
We've had a million episodes. They're not going to find him because he doesn't exist.
I know, I know. Did you see the episode?
I love you, Diane.
Testing the water in the lake to see what kind of like species had drank from the lake water. They could like find it out, and they it was this big to do, and they basically just found out. You know who drinks from lakes? Like deer,
lizards, alligators, but not Bigfoot. I mean, he's not out there. Oh, I saw that.
I'm sorry, Colleen.
It's ridiculous.
Colleen's not allowed to say she doesn't watch much TV when you bring up Finding Bigfoot, and Colleen says, did you see the episode when? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm with you, Diane. Never had to sit through it, but I feel for you. That would drive me crazy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Part of your morning fam jam. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Turning up loud.
On Star 102.5.